What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums?
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. Happy Thursday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous day. I'm going to be hanging out for the next 4 hours. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and you, everybody listening all over North America. You can tune in on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158, or you could be locked in on a smart speaker. All you have to do is get that thing's attention and just say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. Hopefully I have your attention here, because we got a lot to cover. Monday, or I don't even know what day it is. I said, welcome to Thursday. I'm calling it Monday. There's football going on right now. It might as well be Monday Night Football, or I guess Thursday Night Football, because it's another beatdown. And I don't know if this game is going to change any type of bit the rest of the way. Right now we have the Buffalo Bills in Foxborough taking on the New England Patriots, and Buffalo is winning right now in the third quarter, 17-7. I held out a little bit of hope as the New England Patriots scored the first touchdown of the game and made it 7-3. I held out hope that this was going to be a close one, and maybe it still will be this time. But who am I kidding? The odds are that the Buffalo Bills will continue to stomp them. Let's see if the New England Patriots have any type of answer or response back. We'll talk about this game as it continues on. We'll definitely talk about the game when it concludes. And we'll talk about what this matchup means for both teams. I assume the Buffalo Bills will win. Do they continue on? Do people respect them again in the AFC? And the New England Patriots, if they should lose tonight, they're going to fall to 6-6. And that's not going to be the best standing in the world if they're still trying to scratch or claw their way into the playoffs. So we'll talk about Thursday Night Football as that game continues to roll on. And obviously, when it concludes, we'll hear from the players, we'll hear from the coaches. And so we have plenty of time to get to that. Odell Beckham Jr. made his stop in New Jersey today, meeting with the New York Giants. The Los Angeles Lakers, there are reports that they have more clarity on the type of trades that they would like to make. Speaking of a Los Angeles Laker, the most famous Los Angeles Laker, LeBron James, he had some comments last night about just media hypocrisy. LeBron James posed the question of, hey, why is nobody, you know, talking about Jerry Jones and his photo from last week? But I was asked incessantly about Kyrie Irving. We'll talk about LeBron and his comments next hour. Unfortunately, and they're just some things that you can't make up. Antonio Brown is locked in his house. He has a warrant out for his arrest for a domestic violence dispute. He allegedly threw a shoe. Like, where do I even start? I don't know. But we'll talk about that. This unfortunate situation, an unfortunate man dealing with a multitude of problems here. Just ridiculous. Patrick Peterson helped clarify some of his comments. Not some of his comments. Patrick Peterson clarifying his comments, basically saying that Kyler Murray only cares about himself. Deshaun Watson is close to a return. And then someone who might actually be winding things down for the season is Aaron Rodgers. And it might be reluctantly. He might not have too much of a choice. but that is seemingly the direction that he is going. If you want to holler at me here on CBS Sports Radio, you know how. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also contact me. I am at JR Sport Brief on all social media. Super producer Dave Shepard hanging out here with me. How are you?
No complaints, JR. How are you, sir?
I'm good. I was hoping for a better Thursday night football matchup, but I don't know. Tom Brady, he's not going to walk out onto the field and help the Pats, right?
No, and Mac's not having his worst game. I mean, he's actually looked relatively decent the last couple, so this is just Josh Allen and the Bills just being better.
Yeah. Maybe he needs – does he need Randy Moss?
He needs Wes. He needs Gronk. I won't talk about the other guy. But he needs a lot of those receivers. Let's say that. And maybe even Kevin Falk while we're at it.
Oh, the wide receiver that I just said is barricaded in his house? Not that one.
No,
the tight end.
About a tight end, unfortunately.
Oh, Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Yeah, the Patriots need a whole lot. Stagnant offense and I don't know. Same old Patriots. We can be competitive. We can play defense. But how the hell are we going to score? And I don't think they have enough of that firepower here against the Buffalo Bills. It's firepower. Figuring out what you have. You just heard Shep talk about Mac Jones. No problem tonight. He threw a touchdown pass to Marcus Jones in the flat. He scored the lone score here for the New England Patriots, running a touchdown in for 48 yards. They missed the field goal, which I'm sure Bill Belichick is thrilled about. He's going to send the kicker into the dungeon tomorrow. But besides that, we have another quarterback in the NFL. I just mentioned him a few minutes ago. His name is Aaron Rodgers. You're familiar with him. And I know we missed Russell Wilson's birthday and celebrating it about 2 days late. We're going to be early on Aaron Rodgers' birthday, at least by a few hours here. He turns 39 years old on Friday, tomorrow. So a few hours from now, Aaron Rodgers is going to turn 39 years old. Congratulations to him for being alive, and happy birthday as well. I don't know what type of ayahuasca trip he's going to go on. I don't know what type of special cake he's going to eat. He might be, meditating on some type of mountain. I know what he did today, though. He practiced. The same Aaron Rodgers who had to exit that ass whooping this past Sunday against the Eagles because of that rib injury. He thought it was a rib. He thought it was a lung. He couldn't breathe. The same Aaron Rodgers who's been playing for weeks now with a broken thumb. He practiced today. He was at work. This is the same Aaron Rodgers who earlier this week spoke to the media, and with the Packers now having a record of 4-8, with Aaron Rodgers understanding that Jordan Love, this man hasn't thrown a football consistently at the professional level ever, Aaron Rodgers knows if I'm hurt, if we're crap, there's a possibility that they might ask me to take a seat to see what they have in Jordan Love. This is what Aaron Rodgers had to say about finishing the season once the Packers are cooked officially.
I'd love to finish the season out, and but I understand, this is a business, and there's a lot of us kind of older guys who, play a decent amount, who they might want to see some younger guys play. So, hopefully we don't have to have that conversation. But if that conversation comes up, I'll approach that with an open mind and without any bitterness or resentment. Obviously, like I said, I want to win out, and we don't have to have those conversations. But, I understand if we don't, that's a possibility to have that conversation.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's a possibility. He didn't say that he wanted it. This is the same Aaron Rodgers when Jordan Love was selected number 26 overall a couple of seasons ago, basically in the pandemic, 2020. This is the same Aaron Rodgers who said he was drafted and I needed to have a four-finger shot of tequila. That's not a four-finger. That's two shots. That's a big old shot that man had. And then what did he do after that? He decided to win two more MVPs. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have a damn thing to prove to anybody. The minute and second that Aaron Rodgers retires, they might as well start getting his bust ready in Canton. Hey, Shep, Aaron Rodgers, when they finally put him in the Hall of Fame, he's going to have the short hair, right? He's not going to have the long stringy hair.
He's going to interchannel his Nicolas Cage, probably not considering where it got him this season.
So he's going to – that's Nick Cage short hair, right? No, long hair.
Oh, he's going 2010 version when he actually won in the playoffs. He's going short hair.
He's
going
to have short hair because Nicolas Cage in Con Air, he had long hair.
Yeah, and that's what Rodgers tried to duplicate this year, and he did it to his own, you know, dismay and embarrassment.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Davante Adams is playing in Las Vegas. He's playing with young receivers, some of them hurt off and on, and it's a disaster. 4-8, there's nothing, nada, nunca. There's not a damn thing here for the Packers to play for this season. I don't know, Aaron Rodgers has come out and said, hey, yeah, if we suck and if and when we are mathematically eliminated, and I get that. That's what he's supposed to say, and that's what he believes as a professional athlete. Every single game is a chance and an opportunity to go out there and win. But from an outsider's perspective, an outsider's point of view, we know it's a pipe dream. Aaron Rodgers knows that it's a pipe dream. It is highly unlikely that the Green Bay Packers can turn anything around, that they can go on some type of streak here to conclude the season where they by the skin of their teeth get into the playoffs and be competitive. Disney stories are nice. If I want a Disney story, I can turn on Disney Plus. If I want a fairy tale, I don't know how many of these books still exist, but I can crack open a book. Aaron Rodgers has made it very clear. He's going to play this upcoming Sunday in Chicago against the Bears. That's what Aaron Rodgers has done. He has played the Bears. He has destroyed the Bears. He has owned the Bears. In his last 28 starts against the Bears, he has a record of 23-5. One of those games, about 10 years ago, he had to exit in the opening series because he broke his collarbone. 23-5 against the Bears. 63 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. He owns them. And he'll play this upcoming Sunday. And even with busted up ribs or cartilage or whatever the issue is, we don't know to be sure. Aaron Rodgers is going to go out there and play. And I wouldn't be shocked or surprised if the Green Bay Packers beat the Bears again. That's with or without Justin Fields, who had to sit out the last game against the New York Jets. After the Green Bay Packers take on the Bears, they play a crap Rams team. That's going to be a craptacular bowl. It's Monday Night Football. Unless they flex it out, of which I assume they will. After that, the Packers take on Miami. I don't think they can score with them. They're going to take on Minnesota. I give Minnesota the edge. The Detroit Lions already beat them. I think the Detroit Lions will play them tough and have some confidence. And that's it. The Green Bay Packers, they also have a bye week there after the Chicago Bears. They have 5 games here left in the season. That's it. 5 games left for the Green Bay Packers. You don't think they're going to try to get a look at Jordan Love? He was selected in the first round. He played last year spelling Aaron Rodgers against the Kansas City Chiefs. What a boring crap match that was. I remember that game. I was watching that game in Houston, Texas. I wanted to vomit. I was like, what is this? We saw what he did this past Sunday. Completed the game when Aaron Rodgers went down, completed 6 of 9, 113 yards and a touchdown, and he looked good. Okay, fine, 9 passing attempts. A lot of guys can look good. He could throw 50 interceptions if he had enough chance and opportunity. We don't know. And that's what the Green Bay Packers have to figure out. 2020 down the drain. 2021 down the drain. 2022 down the drain. This is 3 years where Jordan Love has had to quote-unquote sit down and sit out. And we're in a different NFL. We don't have quarterbacks who get drafted out of college and do an apprenticeship under a star. It's something that Aaron Rodgers had to do until Brett Favre decided to leave. It's not the way the league operates and is built right now. They're going to have to hold on to Jordan Love, let him see him, or let's see if he can play, and then decide what they want to do with him. And then on the other hand, you have someone like Aaron Rodgers, who just signed a 3-year, $150 million contract. The man's making $50 this year. I believe next season, I think the salary kind of jumps up to $60. And he's like, hey, I don't even know what the team wants to do next year. I have no idea. You're right. We don't know. We don't know if you want to play. Every offseason for Aaron Rodgers is it's a beautiful mystery. Out of his own mouth. Yeah, it's a big mystery. You getting $50, $60 million. You sure showed up to work. You can buy a lot of magical drinks and potion with $50 and $60 mil, I'm sure. Man, thank God he's not on Ronaldo's future contract. How much magic juice would he buy if he was getting $207 a year? It's nuts. And so Aaron Rodgers, man, we are looking at the inevitable. I have no idea what this man will do in the offseason, but I already know. Be prepared. Get used to it. The final game for the Green Bay Packers this season will take place on Sunday, January 8th, as the Packers host the Detroit Lions. In that game, I would fully expect to see Jordan Love starting and Aaron Rodgers on the bench, trying to help out or trying not to look like an absolute jerk. His time is ticking for the rest of this season. His time as a Packer might be ticking. Packers, man. They got some decisions to make. Do we stick around and try to retool with Aaron Rodgers, who we gave this massive contract? Does Aaron Rodgers decide to actually walk away from the game and leave $50 and $60 million on the table? We have no idea. But it's about to be another interesting offseason for the Green Bay Packers. And we might as well just be getting started right now. Because Rodgers has a broken thumb. He has busted up ribs. He turns 39 in a few hours. And so happy birthday to him. This might be the beginning of the end. And all things considered, as it relates to the next few games, yeah, he's already understanding this. He might as well get ready to take a seat. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I am seated in the studio. This is where I will be for the next several hours. If you want to talk to me, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'll check out the phones on the other side of the break, and then we'll talk about someone who is, let's say, ready to get off of the bench. His name, Deshaun Watson. Don't move. It's CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, I told you about Aaron Rodgers and knowing that this man eventually and ultimately is going to have to take a seat this season. with the Green Bay Packers only having 5 games left on the schedule. He said he will go out there and play against the Chicago Bears this Sunday. He said he will wrap up his midsection. He will wear rib pads, something that he has not done since he was in school at Cal. But it's going to be Jordan Love's time sooner than later. The Green Bay Packers can go out there and beat Chicago. I believe they will. They can play a crap game against the Rams. I believe they will. But I would be shocked if we don't see Jordan Love for at least the final 2 games of the season. They take on Minnesota. At that point, Minnesota might be resting some guys. I don't know. Depends on their standing, if they can go ahead and secure that bye. And then you have Detroit to finish things out. If Jordan Love is not playing against Detroit, what are we doing here? And so Aaron Rodgers, he better get used to just having a seat and watching on the sidelines. At least it doesn't have to be like this past Sunday when he walked off in pain. Speaking of pain, I don't know if this guy is feeling emotional pain. It's apparent that he has caused some women to feel emotional and physical pain. And I'm talking about Deshaun Watson, the man returning from an 11-game suspension for all of his issues with masseuses. I guess, Shep, is that correct? The plural for a masseuse? Would it be masseuses? It sounds kind of ridiculous, but did I say it right?
You said it right, and plural and masseuses go synonymously with Deshaun Watson's habits.
Because more than one, right?
Just a tad.
Yeah, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. I think it's 25 to 26, somewhere in that range.
Yes.
I've lost count. You know, when you actually count the numbers, it makes it even sound more ridiculous. When you actually say one instead of bulk, 26 women, 25 women. When you actually count that these are real human beings, you go, oh, and sure, we don't know the validity of all 1 through approximately 25. We don't. But the fact remains, one is enough. And so now that Deshaun Watson has not played his 11 games, now that he has been, you know, docked his $5 million, now that, and by the way, that's a separate fine, has nothing to do with his salary, now that he has been evaluated by behavioral experts, Deshaun Watson will be back. This upcoming Sunday, Deshaun Watson is going to go out there and he's going to take on the Texans. Now, the Cleveland Browns this year, they're like the Green Bay Packers. We just talked about them. Going absolutely nowhere. The Cleveland Browns this season, they have a record of 4-7. We can kiss this year goodbye. There was certainly a hope that Jacoby Brissett could hold things down just enough for them to go out there and hand the reins over to Deshaun, and then he can magically take them to the playoffs. Not quite. At one point in the season, and basically in October, they lost 4 out of 5 games. Not the best way that you want to hold things down. They just beat Tampa Bay, barely. They haven't done a lot of winning. And so, and what I will assume will be the only matchup that matters or people care about this year in Houston, Deshaun Watson goes back. He goes back to Texas. He goes back to Houston. The attorney, Busby, who represented a lot of the women, he said that we will have a suite at NRG Stadium so Deshaun Watson doesn't feel that he has just, poof, put this issue behind him. And Deshaun Watson is, he's going to be reminded of this. He's going to be asked about this. Deshaun Watson, he made it clear in speaking to the media, now that he's back to practicing and participating fully, he wants to, you know, guess what? Do his job.
Just trying to whatever I can do to play football in 2022. So, you know, most of the settlement stuff with the NFL was mostly my agency and legal team. I had no control. My main focus was doing everything I need to do so I can play this year.
Oh, he didn't have no choice in the matter? Come on, the final decision comes down to you. Anybody can sit down and take advice, but the final word comes down to you. Deshaun Watson wasn't shy in telling anybody at the onset of these issues or the unearthing of them, I'm innocent. I didn't do anything. I'm not going to settle with anybody. And then I guess he got advice that told him otherwise. He didn't have to. Nobody forced him to do anything. He certainly was rewarded throughout his behavior, his bad behavior being investigated. He got a guaranteed contract, $230 million. Ain't nobody ever got that type of deal, damn. So Deshaun Watson now, a full season away from the game. No football last year. Just on the back burner with the Texans. Having to go through all of these legal issues in the offseason of this year. All of the settlements, the criminal exonerations, but then the civil payments. And then being suspended 11 games this year. He was asked, what have you learned about being away from the game?
Sean, part of your agreement with the league was to undergo counseling and therapy while you were away. What did you learn about yourself during that time? And how do you apply that to now and going forward?
I respect your question, I understand, but that's more in that phase of clinical and legal stuff. And, I've been advised to, stay away from that and keep that personal.
Okay. All right, then. So let's see. Deshaun Watson goes back to Cleveland, he goes back to Houston at 1 o'clock Eastern time this upcoming Sunday. Just kind of mixed in there with every other game going on. At the same time Deshaun Watson returns, Aaron Rodgers will be taking on the Bears. Kenny Pickett will be here in Atlanta. Trevor Lawrence will be up in Detroit trying to throw another 3 touchdowns. The New York Jets will be in Minnesota. We'll have a NFC East fight between Washington and the Giants. The Derrick Henry team, the Tennessee Titans, will be in Philadelphia, where I assume they will get beat up. Denver. Yeah, the team that can't do anything. Mr. Birthday Boy, Russell Wilson. He's going to take on Lamar Jackson, who hopefully doesn't curse out a fan after the game. There's going to be a lot going on the early slate of games on Sunday. And the game that the NFL kind of just wants to exist and then go away is the one with Deshaun Watson. Not the most sterling of returns. There's so much crap going on in the world right now. I think there are wilder things than Watson's return. Hopefully he has actually learned something from this experience. Hopefully he has moved past this. Hopefully the alleged victims can ultimately move past this into better situations, better frame of mind. But he's back, folks. Nothing's going to happen this year for the Browns. Get ready for next year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. On the other side, I have to talk about someone who is, I don't know if there's hope for this man. It's beyond me. It's Antonio Brown. He is currently holed up in his house with the police imploring him to come out. There's an arrest warrant out for him. I'll explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Your credit to your profession. You're one of the rare radio personalities that actually balances facts with whatever callers call me with. I'm also a caller for Pearland, Texas, so Pearland, Texas loves you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I wish when this story came down the pipe earlier this morning that I was surprised. I don't think anyone is surprised at this point in time. And it is another story involving Antonio Brown. Yes, the man who used to be a Pro Bowler for the Steelers, the man that Tom Brady helped out get his career and life back together with the Patriots, then won a Super Bowl with Brady with Tampa Bay. Yeah, it's the same guy. He's also the same dude that back on January 6th of this year, as the Buccaneers played the New York Jets, this is the same man that Bruce Arians kicked off of the field, and then he decided to just walk out, taking off his gloves, taking off his jersey, ripping off his pads, and then exiting MetLife Stadium with no shirt. We have not seen this man on the football field since. I think we all know we will never see Antonio Brown back in the NFL. And without a structure or something to do, he's been running around promoting music, I guess if you can call it that. He spent the early portion of this year, and I don't think he's with him right now. I don't think anybody's with this man. He was with Kanye West. They started Donda Sports, Kanye West's marketing agency, of which Aaron Donald decided to exit, of which Jaylen Brown decided to exit, and of which Antonio Brown only about a month ago said he's still with Kanye West. Well, it was only a week ago on Thanksgiving that we learned that Antonio Brown has or had a domestic issue. Because right now, as of today, Antonio Brown has a warrant out for his arrest. This is due to an incident that took place last week, Thursday afternoon on Thanksgiving. This is alleged to be the mother of his child, or one of them. They had an argument, and it became physical. Antonio Brown threw a shoe at her, tried to lock her out the house. And here we are Thursday. And I can tell you, an entire week later, it's been reported as recently as about an hour ago, that police officers are waiting outside of his house in Tampa. They want to arrest him. This is not a felony issue. This is a misdemeanor domestic violence charges. He is inside his house, and he will not come out. I wish I was shocked. I wished I was surprised. The ABC reports that they're trying to coax him out of his house with a megaphone, trying to get Antonio Brown to come out. There are no words. The same Antonio Brown who was accused of sexual assault. That's why it was so difficult for him to even get with a team. And the Patriots gave him a chance, and then he ended up contacting the woman, and then they settled. This is the same dude who had to pay or is in the process of paying $2 million for assaulting a delivery truck driver. This is the same dude who threw something out of a window. I can go on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's sad. It really is. It's sad that there appears to be absolutely no one there that'll help him out. That there's no one here who will give him a chance or an opportunity, or not a chance or an opportunity, but just help him get his blank together. Antonio Brown he's not a kid. He's not a baby. This is a grown man. Antonio Brown is 34 years old. There's a reason why he wasn't highly touted out of college, because he went to a million. He went to a million schools because he had issues. He went had issues because he had multiple problems. And then he gets a chance and has a chance and an opportunity to be a Hall of Fame wide receiver in the NFL. And throughout the course of his life, we're seeing the results and ramifications right here in front of us. It's sad. You know, I could think about a lot of unfortunate incidents and scenarios with professional athletes and how their careers ended. Opened up the show telling you about Aaron Rodgers. He might have his own ways and quirky ways and have his own beliefs. He's well within his right. He's not bothering anybody besides being a jerk. He had Plaxico Burress. This man shot himself in the leg. You got Antonio Brown running off the field. We've had so many incidents, but 34 years old? What happens next? He hasn't been out of the NFL for a year. He's 34. I will assume, and I certainly hope, that he has a full life in front of him. What the hell is he going to do? What do the next 5 years look like if this is what's taking place right now for the dude? Maybe the best thing for him is to be locked up somewhere where he can get some help. You know, it's never been a joke. It's always been unfortunate when it comes down to this dude, man. And I don't think there's anything helping him now. He doesn't want to be arrested. He doesn't want to leave his house. I wish I was shocked. I wish I was surprised. I don't believe that we're going to have a positive outcome with Antonio Brown over the next several years. I certainly hope so. It's sad. And Shep, you have any thoughts on this guy? And there's nothing else. It's not funny. It's just a terrible situation, man.
You know, Tom Brady didn't take one chance on him. He didn't give him a lifeline once. He did it twice. And Antonio Brown disrespected Tom Brady as much as any former teammate, opponent I've ever seen talk about Tom Brady of his generation. It just goes to show you the character that Antonio Brown does now have. Now, JR, you have been doing this for a long time. Antonio Brown was a guy early on that always wanted the football, and that was the only knock against him in terms of his character, is that he didn't get fed enough.
No,
so early on in Pittsburgh.
Publicly.
Okay, fair enough. But in terms of how he treats others, in terms of the absolute trash that he will talk about others at all costs, we didn't see that from him early on. I can't help, and you know what I'm talking about. I can't help but think that hit he had in the playoffs against Cincinnati.
No.
I can't help. I'm not trying to excuse the guy. I'm not trying to condone him in any way, shape, or form. He has changed publicly for the absolute worst.
He hasn't. He hasn't. Getting hit by Vontaze Burfict did not do anything to him but give him a concussion, a bad one. It didn't alter or change his behavior. It didn't change his trajectory in the league. I'll say this again. There's a reason why Antonio Brown didn't emerge from Ohio State, Florida State. Pick a school. There's a reason why he kind of just burst onto the scene with the Steelers. And I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know and what I've heard from scouts, what I've heard from agents, what people have told me specifically. The reason why he was never taken in such a high position is because of his mental makeup. That's it. And so it has nothing to do with a Vontaze Burfict hit. This man was not hiding anything. He has had a hard knock on his way up through life. He has amazing talent as an athlete. He was able to display that. He was doing what he needed to do to get to a place where he could support himself and his family. And then like a lot of people, you put a lot of money and you put fame and you put somebody into the blender of both. And sometimes you can end up with a delicious meal, a great smoothie in that blender, or you could end up with a mess.
Right.
And in the case of Antonio Brown, everything that was there, all of the problems that were there prior to him making the league, he gets in, he puts his head down, he works, And then he is hit with fame, money, and success. And instead of enhancing what he could have been doing, he's made a mess.
Okay, that's fair. That's, I mean,
he has issues. No, he is not. Yeah, he's a jerk, and I can share with you other personal things. He is a jerk. He is. There's no disputing that. But it's not. He needs help. He needs help. He has needed help, and this is one of the worst things that you see with a lot of professional athletes. You know, this evening, I was at Emory University here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's right across from the CDC, and we were having discussions about, you know, athletes and just healthcare and mental health as well. And I had a doctor I was talking to, has worked with many professional athletes, say there's a lot of these guys who end up in situations with money and fame. She has talked and worked with a lot of them. They don't have an outlet. They have the same people that they have grown up around. They have leeches who come around them, and they don't have or sit in a proper mindset. There are just so many things that I've already ticked off with Antonio Brown that just has put this man in a terrible, terrible space. And he's been a jerk, insulting Tom Brady and, you know, putting up photos of his ex-wife, and he has problems. He's not being vicious to be vicious. He has issues. It's sad. I wish Antonio Brown nothing but the best, and I hope, however his life and his situation turns out, that he can at least screw his brain together before worse things happen to the man. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about another situation. This one actually stems from last night when we got off air. LeBron James spoke to the media, and he wants the media. Well, he's trying to hold them accountable. We'll talk about it. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.